From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tadeo reports in the Democrat and Chronicle that a Marist College poll conducted after the New York Attorney General's office released a report about how Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women found that 59% of New Yorkers want the governor to resign. Attorney General Letitia James said in a briefing August 3rd, and I quote, "Governor Cuomo's actions violated multiple state and federal laws," end quote. If Cuomo doesn't resign, 59% of those polled say he should be impeached. Just 32% of New Yorkers think he should serve the remainder of his term through 2022. Cuomo denied most of the allegations in the statement August 3rd, but said he had kissed and hugged many people throughout his political career and referred to women as honey, darling, or sweetheart on occasions. A report he released in his own defense was filled mostly with photos of other politicians kissing and touching other people. Many state lawmakers indicated on August 3rd that they would move ahead with impeachment in light of the Attorney General's report. Cuomo, meanwhile, is trying to act as if this is business as usual. Cuomo said on August 3rd, taking a question from reporters, and I quote, "We have a lot to do," end quote. He added, and I quote, "We still have to manage the COVID beast. It's not dead yet. It's not over. We then have to reopen and reimagine our state because our future is going to be what we make it," end quote. Read more about this story in the Democrat and Chronicle. Roger Hannigan Gilson reports in the Times Union that housing prices in Columbia and Greene County rose more than 40% in 12 months, according to a new report from Hudson Valley Pattern of Progress, a nonprofit policy organization. Rip Van Winkle Realty owner Ted Banta said, and I quote, "In Greene County, we've had migration not just from the tri-state area, but from the West Coast. I've had buyers from Oregon, California, and Washington," end quote. Locals can't afford the rent increases or new places to live. Columbia Green Board of Realtors President Angela Lanuto said, and I quote, "Rentals are very few and far between, so what that's doing is, again, driving that demand up. What would normally be a $800 one-bedroom is now a $1,000 one-bedroom because there's a lack of inventory and people are still looking for rental properties," end quote. The report says that, and I quote, "What we have now is a robust, more normalized seller's market driven mostly by fundamentals like good economic conditions, low interest rates, and limited supply, all of which continue to drive prices up," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekasevic reports in Columbia Green Media that while local politicians have done virtually nothing to help the Hudson Valley housing crisis, the private sector is doing a tiny bit with a new hotel being built in Coxsackie. Local officials have long lamented the lack of hotel rooms in the area. In a capitalistic society, when there is a demand for hotel rooms, more people turn their homes or apartments into rental units. That makes the lack of affordable housing in the area worse. Construction began July 30th on the Newberry Hotel in Coxsackie on South River Street. Explaining the name, local developer Aaron Flatt said, and I quote, "James Newberry built this property in 1906. He was a machinist," end quote. While construction has begun, rooms won't be rented until next June. The plan after the hotel goes up is to add an event center and wedding venue, spa, restaurant, and other facilities. Taxpayers are helping with the cost. Flatt said, and I quote, "We have a $2 million grant through Empire State Development, and we also have a pilot program through the Green IDA for 15 years, end quote. The developers claim 38 permanent full-time jobs will be added when the project is complete, and they also claim it will turn around Coxsackie, and they might even directly help the Hudson Valley housing crisis. He said, and I quote, "The future plan is to restore the storefronts as commercial businesses, but we are not sure yet about the second and third floors," end quote. He added, and I quote, "We are exploring other grant options to see if we can do additional commercial space, but if that doesn't pan out, we may do apartments or a combination of apartments and hotel spaces," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.